helped with this rain is actually improving the feed situation for producers in the state.
Probably energized some of the guys that were wondering whether or not they're going to be able to graze any wheat pasture this winter. And some of those guys jumped in where they could get out, because, again, we had a lot of road closures and very limited movement. But there was definitely a few guys at some of the barns looking for some of those lighter weight calves that they'd put on wheat.
And to wrap up, according to the USDA's weekly feeder pig report, early wean pigs were $2 per head higher. Feeder pigs were steady. Demand was good for moderate offerings. The weighted average for all early wean pigs was $51.55, and the weighted average for all feeder pigs was $64.37. With Sean Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Brown Feed.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News is sponsored on WRCO FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, Prem Meats.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. The FBI says Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard Corps last month instructed an Afghan with a criminal background to spy on and then assassinate President-elect Trump. At least two alleged accomplices have been arrested. New projections from ABC News, Democrat Jackie Rosen is the U.S. Senate race winner in Nevada. Republican Jeff Hurd defeats Democrat Adam Frisch in Colorado's 3rd Congressional District. Washington Democratic Congresswoman Marie Glusenkamp-Perez defeats Republican challenger Joe Kent. FBI joins state investigations of racist texts to non-white adults and children across the country. ABC's Steve Osunsami.
Top prosecutors in states like Pennsylvania, New York, North Carolina, and Alabama are all condemning this and investigating, and authorities are warning people who are getting these messages not to click on any links inside them.
Thousands of wildfire evacuations in Ventura County, California, near Los Angeles. This is ABC News.
Beyonce topped the list of Grammy nominations. She picked up 11 for Cowboy Carter, and that makes her the most nominated artist in Grammy history. The 99 nominations that broke a tie with her husband, Jay-Z. NASA's keeping quiet about which astronaut experienced a medical issue after the successful SpaceX Crew 8 mission that required hospitalization. That astronaut is out of the hospital. Three of the crew members spoke to the media Friday about adjusting to life back on Earth. Matthew Dominick says he's dealing with his own medical adjustment.
My backside is not really sat in a hard thing for 235 days, and as part of some research activities, I've had to go sit on a bike for a long period of time, but it's rather uncomfortable, right? And I did not expect that, right? That wasn't in a book I read. Hey, you're going to space, it's going to be hard to sit on a hard chair.
Los Angeles sworn in new chief of police Friday. Jim McDonald will earn one of the highest police salaries in America, $450,000. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Prem Meats, located in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, is the go-to spot for premium meats at unbeatable prices. Known for their top-quality beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, everything is crafted with care using perfected family recipes. They also offer fresh take-and-bake pizzas, perfect for a quick and delicious meal. For hunters, Prem Meats specializes in turning venison into mouth-watering snacks. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability and flavor always comes first. Stop by Highway 14, Spring Green today.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we certainly are looking at some changing weather here for the next several days. We have numerous weather systems lined up to come through every couple of days and bring us some light precipitation chances. The first one is causing showers out in South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, and Missouri, and that's going to gradually track northeast today as low pressure swirls up our way. So late this afternoon through tomorrow morning will be our best chance of some light rain. Looks like we'll probably have around a tenth of an inch, maybe a few spots 2/10, and that'll gradually move out. As we head into the early part of the work week, a nice chance of some scattered sun on Monday, quite a bit of sunshine Tuesday. Temperatures will be hovering just a few degrees above normal. And then Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, the next front rolls in from the west to bring us some showers and some gusty winds as well. Temperatures will tend to go down a little bit for the late part of the week. Here's a forecast for today. Mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of light rain by late this afternoon. High temperature about 53. Southeast winds 7 to 14. Tonight, light showers mainly early with cloudy skies, low at 46. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, scattered light rain showers ending in the early afternoon, highs in the mid-50s, wind southwest at 7 to 15. Monday, partly sunny and breezy, low 40, high at 53. Heading into Tuesday, mostly sunny and cool, low 29 with a high of 50, 30% chance of light rain late Tuesday night. Wednesday showers through midday, breezy with partial clearing later, low 39, high at 51. Thursday plenty of sun but cool, low 31 with a high of 49. Friday mostly cloudy and breezy, some drizzle is possible, low in the mid-30s with a high of 47. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
As you get ready to face the world, you're waking up to 30 degrees, and that's so far the morning low following our high yesterday of 62. No precipitation yesterday or today. The record high on this date, 1999, it was 75. The record low, 10 above, in 2003. 1 year ago, 53 was the high, 34 the low. The sun will rise this morning at 6:47, sunset today 4:42, and then sunrise tomorrow at 6:49. The barometric pressure currently is at 30.22 and falling, a north wind at 2 miles per hour, and we're at our morning low with clear skies. We're at 30 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
With a look at Saturday morning sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com, I'm Adam Hess. High school football playoffs continued last night in Division 7. It was Potosi-Cassville with a 21-14 win over River Ridge. Kenosha-St. Joseph Catholic shut out Johnson Creek 42-0. Next week, Potosi-Cassville is at number one, Kenosha-St. Joseph Catholic. In Division 6, it was Belleville. They upset Lancaster, an 8-seed against a 2-seed. Belleville pulled out the 35-32 victory. Lomira shut down number 1, Cedar Grove, Belgium, 24-7. That sets up a matchup of Belleville at Lomira next week. Division 5, Prairie du Chien continues to roll as they win in a shutout over Milwaukee Academy of Science 39-0, Stratford 34, Lake Country Lutheran 11. Next week, Prairie du Chien is on the road. They will play overall number 1 D5, Stratford at Stratford. Division 4, closest one of the night, number 1 Aquinas over number 2 Columbus 29-28, and Racine St. Catharines a 19-14 win against Lake Mills. Next week's matchup, Racine St. Catharines at Aquinas. Division 3, it was a win for Catholic Memorial over Mount Horeb-Barneveld 17-14. Wisconsin Lutheran upset number 1 New Berlin West 23-14. And next Friday, it's Wisconsin Lutheran at Catholic Memorial. 8-player football finals from last night. Highland and Owen Withy did battle. Owen Withy ended Highland's season 23-21. And the other side of the bracket, Lena St. Thomas Aquinas 38, Northwood Solon Spring 14. Saturday, November 16th, the state championship of 8-player football will be held at Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School. It's Owen Withy against Lena St. Thomas Aquinas. The 2024 Wisconsin State Girls Volleyball Tournament concludes today at the Resch Center in Green Bay. Looking back at action from Division 1, in the semis, Hamilton defeated Menominee Falls. Divine Savior Holy Angels upending Maquanago. That sets up tonight's 7:30 p.m. championship, Hamilton versus Divine Savior Holy Angels. Division 2 on Friday, Luxembourg Casco over St. Thomas More, and Catholic Memorial defeated Shawano. And that sets up our championship at 5 p.m. in D2 of Luxembourg Casco taking on Catholic Memorial. Division 3 semis from Friday, Barron over Lake Country Lutheran and Aquinas over Bonduelle. And the championship today at 2:30 is Barron versus Aquinas. Division 4 semis, it was Regis over Mineral Point and Manitowoc Lutheran defeated Wabeno Leona. That sets up a Regis Manitowoc Lutheran championship this morning at 11:30 in Division 4. In Division 5, Columbus Catholic defeats Catholic Newman and Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran over Sheboygan Christian. Today's 9 a.m. championship in Division 5 is Columbus Catholic taking on Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran. WRCO meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for mostly cloudy today. A chance of light rain late in the afternoon, a high of 53. Light showers mainly early tonight, cloudy, 46 for an overnight low. On Sunday, mostly cloudy. Light rain showers ending by early afternoon, a high of 55. Partially clearing skies Sunday night, we drop down to 40. Monday, partly sunny, breezy, 53. Tuesday, mostly sunny and cool, maybe some rain with a high at 50 degrees.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Where I wanna be. You're
That's classic Charlie Pride, You're My Jamaica. At 6:30, we'll have a news, weather, and sports update coming your way, 7 o'clock ABC. Don't forget, after the 7 o'clock mark, right around 7:20, we'll have a look at this week in entertainment history. We have a great one planned for you today. It'll be fun, I promise. I mean, they're all fun, but this is going to be a really good one. 7:30, birthdays and anniversaries. 7:45, Joanne Krulatz has your news. 8:30, Prime Mover. And before that, it's Paul Harvey. I told you, jam-packed morning.
Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center, inviting you to come down this Sunday, November 10th from 12 to 2 for our Rockin' Reindeer parking lot party. It's your opportunity to donate a new unwrapped toy for Smiles for a Child, see some live reindeer, meet Santa and Mrs. Claus, get some fresh cocoa and fresh kettle corn. This Sunday, 12 to 2 at Julie Karen State Farm. See you there.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Apples are in good supply at Oakwoodford Farm. Pick up some Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Other treats include fresh apple cider donuts, take-and-bake pies, and fresh apple cider. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Apples make great gifts. Open 9 until 4, 7 days a week. Oakwoodford Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
You'll always find what you need at the Shoebox. Warm, dry winter boots are in good supply for kids, women, and men. You'll be professionally fit every time you walk in the door. New shoes make a wonderful and logical Christmas gift. Gift certificates and other unique Christmas memorabilia gifts are available at the Shoebox. The Shoebox can be found in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
This is Logan Willis. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca and our pastor, Diana Lucas, I would like to invite you to our weekly services. We are a family that welcomes everyone with open communion. If you're searching for a place to belong, come as you are. This is a safe church for all ages. Please join us Sundays at 10:30 a.m. at Willow Valley UMC in Ithaca.
It's a MeTV television theme memory.
MeTV.
From WRCO-FM.
MeTV.
That countryside. The chores, the stores. I'd rather toil on acres of soil, cause I like the outdoors. New York is where I just won't stay. I love the smell of fresh mown hay. Tall buildings and a penthouse view to a tree or a sky of blue. Fresh air, Times Square. I'd rather toil on acres of soil because I like the outdoors. knots in your life.
Green Acres, baby air.
That's a great MeTV memory for your weekend wake up. Time right now for two in a row from Sugar Land. Little Big Town will stop by with them as well as part of a duet. As we move to 6:30 today, we'll have a news update, follow up that up with sports as well. It's all part of your weekend wake up on Country and Community, WRCO-FM. So I find out all I can.
Richland Center.
Good morning. Time for a news update brought to you by Computer Connections, Why Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities. Well, we can let you know weather-wise. We started the day with mostly clear skies, clouds starting to build in the west, and that's going to be the forecast for today. Mostly cloudy, chance of showers lingering, especially in the late afternoon. We're going to get up to 53. Light showers tonight, mainly early cloudy overnight, 46. Mostly cloudy for your Sunday. You guessed it, showers again, and we'll get up into the mid-50s. We're up one from our morning low of 30. It's 31. It's internet for everyone from Why Connect Wireless. Why Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless. Good morning from the WRCO-FM newsroom. I'm Adam Hess. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced that the special burning permit requirement for 13 Wisconsin counties has been lifted as of today. The rescinding of this special fire order applies to the following 13 extensive DNR protection area counties outside incorporated cities and villages: all of Columbia, Crawford, Green Lake, Marquette, Portage, Richland, Sauk, Waupaca, and Washera counties, and portions of Oconto, Dane, Grant, and Iowa counties. A special fire order allows the DNR to suspend burning when fire danger is elevated. Due to prolonged drought conditions, the original permit reinstatement went into effect on October 15th. That, according to the National Weather Service, then moderate to severe drought conditions impacted Wisconsin in late summer and fall. Recent soaking rain events, combined with cooler weather across the state, have decreased the overall fire danger across Wisconsin, allowing the DNR to cancel that special fire order. Traditionally, DNR burn permits are required in extensive protection areas from January 1st through May 31st, anytime the ground is not snow-covered. Despite the improved conditions, the public is still encouraged to exercise caution when having any kind of a fire, as the fire danger changes daily, and it's important to check with local fire officials before conducting any outdoor burning. A lot of attention is paid to veterans' mental health, but as Melissa Kay reports, financial stability is also a great concern for veterans.
Veterans Day is coming up soon on November 11th. While this day honors the sacrifices military members have made for our country, it also serves as a reminder of the ongoing struggles that current service members are facing. In Wisconsin, over 37% of service members find it difficult to cover expenses. According to recent Household Pulse survey data, members of the armed services are experiencing financial strain at higher rates than the general U.S. population. Over 40% of service members report difficulty covering their usual household expenses, compared to 36.6% of all U.S. adults, while over 71% of the general population stress about recent price increases. Nearly 80% of military personnel share similar feelings. A key issue service members frequently raise is that their basic allowance for housing has not kept pace with the rapidly rising cost of housing.
Civic Media's Melissa Kay. Okooch Mountain Humane Society's Pause for the Holidays will be held today from 10 to 2 at the Richland Center Community Center. It is OMH's largest fundraiser of the year. The event features a variety of activities for all ages and their pets. Activities include a Santa Paws giving tree, kids games, dog games and competitions, silent auction and bucket raffle, informational tables and booths, a jingle dog and jingle cat raffle, sales tables and membership table. Food and refreshments will also be available at the Grand and Glorious Food Stand. There'll be a visit from Santa, the OMH
ice fishing pond will also be back. A sweet walk is similar to a cookie walk, except that it includes all different kinds of holiday cookies, candies, and other sweets, with walkers filling Paws-themed boxes with sweet treats. Everyone is invited to enjoy the OMH Paws for the Holiday today from 10 until 2 at the Richland Center Community Center. Greece School Edition will be presented by the Richland Center District Foundation and the Richland Center High School tonight and tomorrow in the Richland High School Auditorium. The popular musical takes those who attend the show back to the 1950s and tells the story of Sandy, Danny, and other characters at Rydell High. Greece not only features familiar songs, but also a lot of choreography. Grayson Banker plays Danny in the musical.
With Greece, there is a ton of dancing, more than, you know, last year we did Cinderella. There was, you know, there we had the ball, and that was pretty slow, laid back stuff. But this is a complete 10 levels up. So it's been difficult, but it's been very, very fun to see this choreography, and it's all played out really well.
Enjoy the music and fun of Greece School Edition, presented by the Richland School District Foundation and the Richland Center High School. Performances will be tonight at 7 and a matinee tomorrow at 2 at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Tickets are available at the door, and they're $10 for ages 7 and up, $6 for ages 6 and under. Activity tickets will not be accepted. Doors will open 30 minutes prior to the show. And the Kickapoo High School student body will be performing a variety show tonight at 7 in the Kickapoo High School Auditorium. A wide variety of music will be performed, which includes different genres of songs from past decades to the present, including music from a popular movie. Catherine Miller is the director of the event.
Our theme is Can't Stop the Feeling. So we're doing a lot of songs from the movie Trolls, and that's kind of our biggest feature to start the show, which can encapsulate a lot of different kinds of music. And that piece specifically, we're doing a barbershop version of it, so it's really cool.
Many of the songs were chosen by the students performing them. There's a good blend of music throughout the show planned for tonight.
We definitely open and close with our big group numbers with the choirs. And then I would say, as I was looking at the order, we're kind of going up tempo and then, you know, slow it down, and just a lot of variety in between. So keep the audience engaged.
Admission to the event is a free will offering, with proceeds going to the food pantry and Kickapoo Music Department. Everyone is welcome to attend the Kickapoo High School Variety Show tonight at 7 in the Kickapoo High School Auditorium.
With deep respect, we honor veterans this November for their selfless service to our nation. We are grateful for all you've done. Sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts, Dairyland Transportation, Muscadet American Legion Auxiliary Post 85, and Riverdale Ag Service.
WRCO meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for mostly cloudy today. A chance of light rain late in the afternoon, a high of 53. Light showers mainly early tonight, cloudy, 46 for an overnight low. On Sunday, mostly cloudy. Light rain showers ending by early afternoon, a high of 55. Partially clearing skies Sunday night, we drop down to 40. Monday, partly sunny, breezy, 53. Tuesday, mostly sunny and cool, maybe some rain, with a high at 50 degrees. The month of November always reminds us of what we are thankful for. At Rockwell Automation, they are thankful for the wonderful employees and the efforts they put in every day. They're also a proud employer of many veterans and active duty military members, and would like to extend a sincere thank you to those who serve and have served. Please be sure to thank a veteran this month and take a moment to remember all those who have served our nation. Rockwell would also like to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and safe travels during this holiday season.
Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center, inviting you to come down this Sunday, November 10th from 12 to 2 for our Rockin' Reindeer Parking Lot Party. It's your opportunity to donate a new unwrapped toy for Smiles for a Child, see some live reindeer, meet Santa and Mrs. Claus, get some fresh cocoa and fresh kettle corn. This Sunday, 12 to 2 at Julie Karen State Farm. See you there!
WRCO.
WRCO Radio Sports is brought to you by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. And by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, and insurance agents, and they offer interior design services. During the sports report, we'll have a look back at volleyball and then a look ahead to the finals going on today. High school football continued last night, and new to the sportscast, we'll wrap up soccer.
When you're buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 to speak with an agent.
With a look at Saturday morning sports on WRCOF and WRCO.com, I'm Adam Hess. High school football playoffs continued last night in Division 7. It was Potosi Cassville with a 21-14 win over River Ridge. Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic shut out Johnson Creek 42-0. Next week, Potosi Cassville is at number one, Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic. In Division 6, it was Belleville. They upset Lancaster, an 8-seed against a 2-seed. Belleville pulled out the 35-32 victory. Lomira shut down number one, Cedar Grove, Belgium, 24-7. That sets up a matchup of Belleville at Lomira next week. Division 5, Prairie du Chien continues to roll as they win in a shutout over Milwaukee Academy of Science 39-0, Stratford 34, Lake Country Lutheran 11. Next week, Prairie du Chien is on the road. They will play overall number 1 D5, Stratford at Stratford. Division 4, closest one of the night, number 1 Aquinas over number 2 Columbus 29-28, and Racine St. Catharines a 19-14 win against Lake Mills. Next week's matchup, Racine St. Catharines at Aquinas. Division 3, it was a win for Catholic Memorial over Mount Horeb-Barneveld 17-14. Wisconsin Lutheran upset number 1 New Berlin West 23-14. And next Friday, it's Wisconsin Lutheran at Catholic Memorial. 8-player football finals from last night. Highland and Owen Withy did battle. Owen Withy ended Highland season 23-21, and the other side of the bracket, Lena St. Thomas Aquinas 38, Northwood Solon Spring 14. Saturday, November 16th, the state championship of 8-player football will be held at Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School. It's Owen Withy against Lena St. Thomas Aquinas. The 2024 Wisconsin State Girls Volleyball Tournament concludes today at the Resch Center in Green Bay. Looking back at action from Division 1, in the semis, Hamilton defeated Menominee Falls, Divine Savior Holy Angels upending Mukwonago. That sets up tonight's 7:30 p.m. championship, Hamilton versus Divine Savior Holy Angels. Division 2 on Friday, Luxembourg Casco over St. Thomas More, and Catholic Memorial defeated Shawano, and that sets up our championship at 5 p.m. in D2 of Luxembourg Casco taking on Catholic Memorial. Division 3 semis from Friday, Barron over Lake Country Lutheran and Aquinas over Bonduelle. And the championship today at 2:30 is Barron versus Aquinas. Division 4 semis, it was Regis over Mineral Point and Manitowoc Lutheran defeated Wabeno Leona. That sets up a Regis Manitowoc Lutheran championship this morning at 11:30 in Division 4. And Division 5, Columbus Catholic defeats Catholic Newman and Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran over Sheboygan Christian. Today's 9 a.m. championship in Division 5 is Columbus Catholic taking on Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran. The 2024 State of Wisconsin Boys Soccer Tournament concludes today at Southeast Sales Power Sports Stadium at Ubline Park in Milwaukee. Division 1 semifinals from Friday, it was Green Bay Preble defeating Marquette in double overtime. Middleton got by Brookfield East. Tonight's Division 1 championship at 7 p.m., Green Bay Preble taking on Middleton. Division II semis from Friday, Waukesha West over DeForest. Elkhorn beat Homestead. Today's 4:30 p.m. Division II championship, Waukesha West will face off against Elkhorn. In Division III, it was a Thursday semifinal win for St. Augustine Prep over Delavan Darien. Sheboygan Falls picks up the win against Shawano, setting up today's 1:30 p.m. Division III championship at the state level. St. Augustine Prep will take on Sheboygan Falls. And this morning at 11, we'll see a Division IV final. First of all, the semis from Thursday, Shoreland Lutheran over Aquinas, Lake Country Lutheran beat Keel. So today's 11:30 a.m. Division IV championship is Shoreland Lutheran against Lake Country Lutheran.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. So Dan Koba and his journeymen are in town. We'll have details on a big show coming up tonight. We'll do that in 3 minutes.
Smell of you we never seen.
Also, Dan Coben, the Journeymen, will be playing a Veterans Tribute Concert at the Richland Center City Auditorium tonight. The show starts at 7. They'll open the doors at 6. It's $20 per person. All tickets will be sold at the door. All proceeds will benefit local veteran efforts. Refreshments will be sold at the door. Here's DK and Jay with Church Lady.
I remember back in 83, I was building a new house for the family and decided to burn that old house down. My wife had other plans, you see, to the milk house for a bath when she, and oh, that fire was burning pretty good. A neighbor up the road a ways was working his field and he saw the blaze. Ran to his house to call that fire in. The only running water that you could drink was, yes, you guessed it, in the milk house sink where my wife was bathing, much to her chagrin. Chief and all the firemen met in the milk house where my wife was dripping wet, and a little skimpy towel was laying there on the floor. The bubbles in the bath had lost their luster, and the firemen broke up their filibuster in a private bath, appealed to her no more. Decision must be made to cover north or south, half block distance to get to the house. North was left to greatly be exposed. Now what started out as a simple bath became a community all-out bash. No one will ever forget that day. My recollection is quite clear, along with all of the cheese and the beer. My wife walking up the road topless with that sway. She ain't no church lady. She's all a woman can be.
Why choose local radio? A targeted audience. With WRCO, you're connecting with an audience that's already tuned in and loyal every day. It's the perfect platform to reach potential customers.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 11/16, in-store only.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express.
Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance, just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. At Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroqua's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer, but that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It's been a great season at JNR Country Ridge Orchard. Rod and Julie have appreciated your support. This will be the last weekend JNR Country Ridge and Orchard will be open. To say thanks and to give you a great deal, Rod and Julie are having a bucket sale. Bring your own pails and fill them up with apples of your choice, and then pay just $20 per pail. It's a great deal. There are plenty of high-quality apples left, perfect for eating, cooking, or sauce. The bucket sale runs through this Sunday only. The orchard will be open from 9 to 4 today through Saturday, and Sunday from 10 to 4. Rod and Julie hope to see you for the bucket sale this week, and if not, next season at JNR Country Ridge Orchard. Watch for the JNR Country Ridge Orchard signs off Highway 82 or Highway 131 outside of Lafarge. JNR Country Ridge Orchard.
It's time for a WRCO 75th birthday tribute. Joe Kelch began as news director in the spring of 1950, and he covered some of the most historical events in the nation, including a visit by then-Senator John Kennedy in 1959.
Politics also held a spotlight briefly in September as two United States senators visited the area. John Kennedy of Massachusetts was on a hard-hitting whirlwind tour of the state, taking the pulse of voters to learn of his potential as a possible presidential candidate. Kennedy gave us a resume of his Richland Center talk.
He pointed out that I thought that the agricultural problem, the decline in income, even though the country may be experiencing general prosperity, that is going to be the most serious issue in the 1960 campaign domestically. And then I'd also pointed out that I thought it incumbent upon the Democratic Party to come forward with an agricultural program which we can rally around and not merely confine our attack to criticizing the shortcomings of Mr. Benson. I think it's vitally important in this field, if we're going to meet our responsibilities, that we be affirmative.
This WRCO 75th Birthday Minute has been sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Richland County Bank, and Walsh's Ace.
Well, here I sit high, getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night, running wild. Woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds bought and I bought five. Spent the groceries and half the rent, like $14.27. So dang me, they ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?